show them to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Kuf Yod, and we are starting right at the top with Halacha Vav, and Vilna's daf is on Tzadi Yamin Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Elu Hain Tzitzin Amakon Es Amila. The following other tzitzin which are Ma'akav the Mila. If the male did not cut these tzitzin, these strands of skin, then the Mila is not kosher. And these are them: Basar Achayves Hatara, the skin which covers the Hatara. The Hatara is the tip of the Aver. That's where the shaft of the Aver becomes wider and begins sloping down towards the tip. So just at that wide part, that's called the Hatara. And if there's strands of arla, foreskin left over, that's considered ma'akev the mila, and it's not kosher. And if he's a kayin, eino ichal b'truma, he's not going to be allowed to eat truma because he's considered an RL. And furthermore, im hayabal basar, if the child is heavy, meaning his mila is very fleshy, metaknoi, has to be fixed with name ma'aras ayin, because ma'aras ayin, it looks like he doesn't have a mila. It could be got a kosher bris mila, but since there's so much flesh there and it's covering over the makam mila, it looks like he doesn't have one, so extra skin has to be trimmed away. Lastly, mal v'lay paras hamila, ki ilay mal, if the male did a mila, but he didn't do the priya, he didn't tear and pull back the membrane, it's as if he didn't do bris mila. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, elu tzitzin ma'akonis hamila, so Ravuna clarifies, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, b'chayfa roiv goiv ha'shel ha'tara, that means that this skin that was left over is covering the majority of the height of that tara. It doesn't have to cover the majority of the circumference or the length of that tara, just the height of it. And Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina Omer, he says the same thing, that's the proper girsa, not Rabbi Yisrael ben Yosef, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina, b'chayfa roiv goiv ha'tara. Now going on to the next end of the Mishnah, of a child who's a baal basar, he's very fleshy, so Rav Taba says, b'shem Shmuel, b'yit k'noise b'shash miskasha, we actually check the child when his aver is erect, and if there's still skin covering over the makom mila, making it look like he doesn't have a bris, so then we have to trim away that extra skin. But if that skin is pulled back, so then we don't have to trim it away. Going on to the next part of Mishnah, mal v'lay paras hamila ki ulay mal, if the male did the bris, but he didn't do the priya, it's as if he didn't give a bris mila, and Tanya was taught in a brisa of anush kares, he gets kares for doing this on Shabbos, because it means he did a chabura, he created a wound, and it wasn't for a mitzvah, because he didn't finish the bris. However, Rav Acha clarifies, b'shein Ravo, hadad the tevus is only said b'shein b'yom k'day l'marek. If there wasn't enough time during the day to finish off the mila, in other words, the male did the bris all the way at the end of Shabbos, and there was only enough time to do the mila and not the priya, so then he's chayiv for creating a wound on Shabbos. If there was enough time on Shabbos to be able to finish off the mila, and for whatever reason the mail didn't, so it could be finished off even by somebody else, and that first mail doesn't have to be chayshish that he was over Shabbos making a wound, because there at least was enough time to do a proper bris. And Tanya, we have a brisa, we learned this yesterday as well. Kol shasha oisik mila, as long as the mail is still working with the mila, chayzer, he's allowed to go back to trim, bein al tzitzin ma'akvin mila, bein al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. Whether it's strands of skin that are ma'akv or not ma'akv, he could still trim them because he's still in the middle. Whereas Pirish, if he already removed his hand, ain't a chazer, he's not allowed to go back, el al tzitzin ma'akvin mila, except for the tzitzin ma'akvin, because he still needs to do a kasher bris mila. Now, Rabbi Yechon tells us, div Rabbi Yaisi, according to Rabbi Yaisi, afil al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin mila, in Pirish chazer, even with the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, even if he already took his hand away, he could go back. And hi, don Rabbi Yaisi, which Rabbi Yaisi is this? Where do we see this sheet of his? So, hi, Tanin Taman, it's what we learned over there. Tells us, if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, v'shachach, the guy forgot, took his lulav out to Rishus Rabim, potter. He's potter for that, because he took it out Rishus. And as we explained yesterday, even though midday rice, the moment he picks his lulav up, he's already yotz in the mitzvah, and therefore he really doesn't have a mitzvah to carry it out into Rishus Rabim, since this was the norm on Sukkot for people to carry their lulav around with them all the time. It's somewhat considered to be an extension of the mitzvah, and therefore he's potter, even though again he's not really doing a mitzvah. And so we ask on this, would this be the same with the mila knife or with matzah that was brought onto the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos and one wasn't allowed to do that? And the answer is Mad Mar Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan just said. Divrei Rabbi Yosef, that according to Rabbi Yosef, afilu al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin mila, that even in regards to tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin, that even if he had removed his hand, he's still allowed to go back and trim them. Hadamar that tells us, af pesakon shemila kain, v'af matzah kain, that even with a mila knife or matzah that was brought onto the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, it's still all considered to be part of the bigger picture of the mitzvah, and he'd be potter for that. Hadrolach Perek Rabbi Lezer, Mazel for finishing the 19th parak of Masechet Shabbos. Just like we should have finished this parak together, we should be able to finish the entire Masechet together, which is just in a few daf, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right on to the brand new parak, which if you notice, also begins Rabbi Lezer Omer. And in the world at large, the previous parak is called Rabbi Lezer Demila, because it discusses Bris Mila, and this one is called Rabbi Lezer, or Toilin. So Mishnah tells Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer says, Toilin is a Mishameres B'Yomtif. One is allowed to spread out a Mishameres, a filter on Yomtif, which means if he has a barrel, let's say, he could take like a wine filter or a cheesecloth, something like that, and spread it over the top of the barrel on Yom Tif, even though this is considered making an oihel. And v'noisan l'tuli b'Shabbos, he could pour wine into one which is already spread out on Shabbos. Dahainu, this filter was spread out over the barrel before Shabbos, so he could pour wine into it on Shabbos. However, chamar, they argue, and they say, ain't telling us b'shmeres b'Yom Tif, no putting out this filter on Yom Tif, and ain't noisan l'tuli b'Shabbos, no pouring wine into the filter on Shabbos, avol noisan l'tuli b'Yom Tif, but on Yom Tif, one could pour wine into one that was spread out, if it was set up before Yom Tif. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Ezra, Omer Tanis HaMishmeres V'chulu, and Tanu Yeva Brasa, it tells us, and pay attention to all the Girsa changes we're going to have, Loi Nechel Kuri Rabbi Ezra Chachamim, Rabbi Ezra and Chachamim do not argue regarding the following, She'ein Noiten Oilin B'tchila B'Yom Tif. One is not allowed to set up a tent on Yom Tif, L'chatchila, from the beginning. For sure, one is not allowed to do that. Mama Nechel, so what do they argue about? Al Moisifin, is one allowed to add on to an existing oil? Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Ezra says, Ein Moisifin B'Yom Tif, no adding on to an existing oil, even on Yom Tif. Kuf Yerom Beis on top, Ve'ein Sar Chloim B'Shabbes, and wouldn't even have to say that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'chamer, the Chamer say, Moisifin B'Shabbes. You're allowed to add to an oil, even on Shabbos, Ve'ein Sar Chloim B'Yom Tif. You don't even have to say that you're allowed to do that on Yom Tif. This is machlokes we had earlier in Parakala Kalim regarding Pekaka Chaloin, the shutter of the window, and how one is allowed to use it. Rabbi Lezer was very machmir, and the Chamer were more makel. And that's the idea of being Moisif onto an oil on Shabbos. But now the question is, V'koy Lebe Tosefes Anan Kaimen, over here, aren't we referring to Tosefes? In our Mishnah, aren't we just discussing adding something to an existing oil? And how is that? Well, first of all, we already have the walls. That's the barrel itself that the wine is being filtered into. And number two, since this oil is not to provide shade like a classic oil is, rather the roof itself is being used because it's filtering wine, that's just considered Tosefes oven oil. And so why would the Chacham Aser in our Mishnah? And on that, Amar Rav Avin Bar Kahana, he explains, Tifter, we could say that our Mishnah is referring to the following, Mishamer's Chadasha, that it's a brand new filter, Shemachshir Lakli, that when he spreads it out over the barrel, is being prepared for use as a kli. In other words, it's not one size fits all ready out of the package, just use it as a filter. You have to take it and fit it over the barrel and make sure that it's perfect and that it's set up properly. That's called tikkun mane. You're basically fixing up and preparing the kli, and therefore it's not actually an oil issue in our Mishnah, according to the Chachamim. It's more of a tikkun mane issue. That's why you can't set it up. So now the Gemara tells us, if that's what we're referring to, we definitely have an issue. Kol shekhen v'chav shitas Rebbe Elazar. For sure we have a stira in shitas Rebbe Elazar, because ma'im taman, just like over there, which is really referring to our Mishnah, shemachshir l'kli, that we're talking about setting it up and making a proper filter. You're making it a kli. At omer mutter, you Rebbe Elazar say in our Mishnah that it's permitted to set it up on Yom Tif. Kan, over here, which is really referring to pekaka chaloin, that Mishnah over there in Parakala Kalim, she'en machshir l'kli, you're not preparing it as a kli. He's just discussing taking this shutter and putting it in the window, like kol shekhen, shouldn't it for sure be mutter to use? And again, Rebbe Elazar over there says usher, and here he says mutter. What's going on? So Rebbe Chinn explains, Aser Rebbe Elazar Krib Yehuda. Rebbe Elazar over here is going like Rebbe Yehuda. The Tani B'Shem Rebbe Yehuda is Tani named Rebbe Yehuda, Af Machshira Echol Nefesh Etiru, that on Yom Tif, we're even allowed to do things that are just Machshira Echol Nefesh, they're just a preparatory stage for food. Not just cooking food itself is permitted, but even the things necessary to get yourself to make food is permitted. And that's who Rebbe Elazar is going like over here, that the filter is allowed to be set up on Yom Tif, that's considered Machshira Echol Nefesh, so it's permitted. When we're dealing with oil on Shabbos or Yom Tif, that would be Aser. Rav Acha says B'Shem Rava, Kedera Machshir, he says the same thing, like the one who permits this to be used, Ubavad Mil Malon, however from the top, which means it already has to be set up a little bit beforehand, and that's why it's permitted to be used on Yom Tif, because again, it's just being Maisif al oil. It's not like he's setting up something brand new. And we have something similar, Kadabi Meir Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi, just like in the days of Rabbi Yehuda and Pazi, Hava Riva Be Medrasha, there was a situation that happened in the Beis Medrash, they would be sitting there and learning, and Vahavan Parson Kili Me'esma Ba'ar Ba'amis, they had some sort of curtain, which is some sort of covering to protect him from the sun, that before Shabbos was already spread out Dalad Amis, and Ulamachar the next day, when it got too sunny in the Beis Medrash, Hava Parson Kuloin, they would spread out the entire thing to protect them. Now, Sovereign Mamer, they thought to themselves that Medivar Rabbi Yehuda Pazi, this is something that Rabbi Yehuda Pazi himself allows, but then Badkun Va'ashchun, they checked and found, Talamidas Rabbi Yehuda Pazi, that this is not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Pazi, Ad Shifres Ruban, it has to be the majority of the curtain spread out before Shabbos in order for them to be able to open up the rest of it, not just Dalad Amis, but the majority of it. And Rukhiyah says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanon, Hanutea Oilim B'Shabbos, if somebody sets up a tent on Shabbos, Chai Mishum Baina, he's Chai for Baina. That's even though all the poles and the top and everything is all connected, and all he's doing is just stretching it out, making it usable, that's still considered Baina. However, Amar Rav Zeira, he tells us, Ene Elika Parson Mekabim Shabbos. It's just like opening and folding on Shabbos, since everything's all set up, it's not an issue of Baina. You're not building anything, you're just expanding it to be able to sit underneath and closing it back up, therefore it's no issue of Baina. Now, Babar Kayin Ba Kumi Rabbi Yaisi, he asked the following, Hohen Kilo Dala Roina Mahu. What about the curtain on the Aron Kodesh? Is that an issue to open and close on Shabbos? Is that like making an oil or no? So Armalei told him, Kivan Dehi Perusa Me'asmal, since it was already spread out over the Aron Kodesh yesterday, it's the Paroiches, it's already there, Nasek Pasech V'Nel B'Shabbos, it's like opening up and closing a door on Shabbos, and it's no problem. We can be discussing filtering wine, Hamishamer, one who filters wine, Chayim Shum Bayrer, he would be Chayiv because of Bayrer. He's separating the wine from all the sediment. However, Amar Zeir, he tells us, Loi Mistabra El Mishum Merakid. It's actually more logical to say that he's Chayiv because of Merakid, which is sifting flour. And Nafkamina would be that if a person is doing this, what type of Hasra would you give him? Would you warn him, don't do Bayrer or don't sift? Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaina, Trey and Amrin, both of them say that Bekad Miyasa, originally, Havin and Amrin, we said, said that Yosam Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said good, because Ma Marake, just like somebody who's sifting, pay attention to the girsa change, Kemach Lamala Vesilas Lamato, the flour, which is like the coarse part, that's left on top, and the silas, which is the fine flour, that's underneath, Afa Meshamer, so to someone filtering wine, Yain Lamato Nushmarim Lamalo, the wine, which is the good stuff, is below, and the sediment, which is what you don't want, is above. Arvalevian Amrin Klum, we didn't say anything, say Reb Yaisen Reb Yaina, because we realize it's actually not true, and that filtering wine is more of an issue of Bayrer than Merakade. Why is that? Because Lamash Hotar Mechal Breyer V'Hotar Mechal Shimur, on Yom Tif, there's a heter for Bayrer and a heter for Shimur. Hotar Mechal Breyer, where do we see a heter of Breyer on Yom Tif? Because we have Befeir Shememra, Bayrer Kedarka B'cheker B'tamchoy, that on Yom Tif, one is Lidl Chathilo, do regular Bayrer in his lap and on the plate, which is like a normal way of doing Bayrer, and also Hotar Mechal Shimur, we see that filtering wine on Yom Tif is 100% Beseder, because our Mishnah says, Nisal Antuli B'Yom Tif, one is allowed to pour wine into a Mishameres on Yom Tif, if that Mishameres was already spread out before Yom Tif. However, V'loy Hotar Mechal Harkada, there is no heter to sift on Yom Tif. Darim Chanina Breika B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Chanina Breika says, Nei Rav Yehuda, Ein Shein Es HaKemach, one is not allowed to repeat and sift flour again on Yom Tif, even if it was sifted beforehand, and he just wants to refine it again on Yom Tif, he's not allowed to do that. Avam Arkidin L'Chari Napa, but he is allowed to sift with the backside of the sifter of the sieve, because that's an abnormal way to sift, and so he's clearly see that sifting like regular on Yom Tif is not permitted. And in Tam Rishum Rakid Hu Yehei Aser, if you want to say that filtering wine is more like sifting flour, then it should be Aser in Yom Tif, because we clearly see that sifting flour in Yom Tif is Aser. Therefore, filtering wine is more like Bayrer. Kufi Alpha Amun Alpha on the top, the Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Yaisa Rabun, he tells us, like Rabbi Yehuda, this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that sifting flour on Yom Tif is permitted. The Tanim Shem Rabbi Yehuda is telling him, Rabbi Yehuda, Af Machshiri Eichel Nefesh Hetiru, even Machshiri Eichel Nefesh is permitted. And therefore, the whole reason why we Aser sifting flour on Yom Tif is because usually something done for long term. You sift a lot of flour at once, and this is something that's really Machshiri Eichel Nefesh because it could have been done before Yom Tif. However, as we just said, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, things that could have been done before Yom Tif are still allowed to be done on Yom Tif. So it means that sifting flour as well is allowed to be done on Yom Tif. Now we just end up a question on this Braisa, according to Shitas Rabbanon, by the Milsa. The following question is asked, Ma'al Lashanus Kemach Achaya Napa Kirabanon. What about according to Rabbanon this Braisa? Is one allowed to repeat and sift flour again on the back side of the sifter? The Braisa had said, no sifting flour the second time, like regular, but one is allowed to sift flour the first time if he's using the back of the sieve. What about sifting the flour the second time in the back of the sieve? Perhaps the only time it's permitted to sift flour using this back of the napa is if something fell into it that has to be sifted out. But if nothing fell into it and it's perfectly fine, he just wants to refine it even more. Maybe it's not permitted to sift it even in this abnormal manner using a charya napa, the back of the sieve. Or maybe since a charya napa is a not normal way to do it anyway, perhaps it's permitted even the second time around. And we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.